I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life and a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Welcome back to the most chromatic show in podcasting. I'm Momtaz Begum Hussein. I'm a colour therapist and modern colour theorist. I have a dream, which is that everyone is able to benefit from the uplifting, mood-boosting joy of colour simply by being more open to its powerful forces. And I hope that by listening to my show, it makes that force more accessible to you. Now, I should explain that my podcast has been on, wait for it, a 7-month hiatus. Now, the reason there's been such a gap since episode 12 is that I needed to take a break. The reason I needed that break was to go on a bit of a healing journey. So though I've been present on my social media feeds, like my Instagram, MomtazBH, it's literally updated most days. Behind the scenes, I've actually really been taking a step back from pushing forward on my dreams. Let's call it my life plan. Instead of chasing opportunities and experiences this year, I've actually used my energy for my healing journey instead. My focus in 2023 has been about healing traumas from my past that were left untreated. At the time, I just carried on as usual, but eventually that's actually unsustainable. I needed a chance to process and deal with what I've been through. So the way I've been healing is through prioritizing things that slow down my life, giving me space to think, breathe, clear my head and just feel lighter. It's helped me release the fears and pains and worries I've held on to, making me feel much more settled. I've also learned that healing doesn't have an end point. It's a lifelong journey, but the symptoms can be relieved. At the time of recording this, the entire world is experiencing trauma, watching the atrocities in Gaza. It's essential that when we campaign, support, or fight for our beliefs and issues, we still make time for ourselves. Otherwise, the trauma will become too much to bear and will no longer be useful to ourselves or others. So in this episode, I'll be sharing 3 ways that you can use colour to reduce feelings of trauma. You can use them as part of your own healing journey, any that you're going through. But do go easy on yourself. Always prioritize yourself and get ready for some color therapy immersion. 3 ways color can heal trauma. Number 1, style. So I want to start with style. Over the summer, I heard a fantastic podcast episode by Karina Hagelin, who is an artist that champions healing through aesthetics. They made an episode of their podcast, Healing is the Best Revenge, about colour magic. I'll pop a link in the show notes so that you can listen to it too. I just love that phrase, colour magic, and how they explain the role aesthetics plays in helping them cope with trauma. Karina says, style has been a source of protection, play and pleasure. Such powerful words that I completely agree with. Colour can act as our armour, giving us strength to face situations by elevating our confidence. There are confidence-boosting colours. Hello, red lipstick. But more effective than going with conventional colours is to really think about the deliberate choices that you make with the colours you place on your body and how they make you feel. So let me share an example. Last week, I was at an event and a lady came up to me and she said that for 35 years, she had excluded colour from her life. Until she'd come across me. I was really flattered, but the most powerful part was hearing how colour has completely transformed her entire confidence. In particular, when she wears a yellow jumper to work, she's inundated with compliments. When we get compliments, we feel good. She realised that yellow is her go-to confidence-boosting healing colour. Karina, who also often has really amazing bright yellow hair, also mentions play and pleasure. Now, these aren't the typical medication a healthcare professional might advise you, but they're really effective in the healing process. Playing with colour releases anxiety, replacing it with moments of creative flow. Now, there are so many ways to play with colour when it comes to style. Even if you were to spend a day window shopping, trying on clothes in different colours without buying a single one, I promise you, you will still feel invigorated from the fun you've had. Similarly, with pleasure. This is something that I do daily. Colour is my number one source of pleasure. Period. I get so much satisfaction from putting together different colour combinations. Start thinking of the colours you wear as an act of pleasure. Forget trends and conventions. Tune in to the colours that turn you on, and I guarantee you will start to feel released by the fatigue of trauma, by feeling good about yourself in no time. Number two is meditation. Now, there's no one way to meditate. You can do it alone, follow guided meditations through an app, or go to a class and be in community. Now, I favour the third of these options as it feels so much more like a ritual when you turn up to a regular session. And a collective anything is so much more powerful because the benefits are really amplified by everyone's energy. The real appeal of meditation, though, is that it can be done anytime, anywhere, for as little or as long as you like. So if actual sitting or lying down meditation doesn't appeal to you, things that put you in a meditative state can be just as beneficial, like listening to music and zoning out. But of course, this podcast is all about colour, and meditating on specific colours can really help you feel more centred, grounded and focused. So if you're trying to do a meditation at home or work and your mind is filled with thoughts, which, let's face it, is perfectly normal, I advise that you focus on a colour. Choose the colour that first comes to your mind. Use your intuition. What is it leading you to? Visualise that colour. Fill a room with it. Fill your mind with it. Fill your body with that colour and let that colour work its magic on you. For a guided colour breathing exercise and meditation, why not take a look at my book, Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour, where I've detailed a practice that you can try. Finally, number three is nature, and specifically surrendering to the colours of nature. 2 weeks ago, I got a rejection, the type of opportunity that could have elevated my career, and I know that I made it to the final two. Now, any type of rejection can really heighten past traumas and manifest new ones, like the feelings of not being good enough. It's easy to say to someone to forget about it, there's something better out there, but even with a positive mindset, rejection breeds trauma as your mind races over and over again what went wrong. The longest I've spent getting over a rejection is about 10 years. That's how hard the trauma hit me. But this time, I had tools in place. I did 2 to 3 hours of forest bathing / park walking, shall we call it, during the week of getting the news. Now, that time was spent solely at focusing on the colours of leaves. So remember that meditative state I mentioned. I felt like that. Walking with a specific intention of looking at colours around you can really help you focus on the beauty, the wonder, and the amazement, taking away any other worries you may have. Admiring the veins on leaves, picking up interesting ones, observing colour changes is deeply calming on the nervous system, reducing feelings of anxiety and trauma. There are many ways that colour can help us in life, but colour spotting, or rainbow hunting as I like to call it in nature, is one of the most instantly beneficial. So why not give it a go the next time you feel the weight of trauma holding you back? I hope you enjoyed this episode of Hello Colour. You're invited to share it with friends and leave a comment and short review if you feel drawn to. I'm really grateful for you being here. And if you are going through any form of trauma right now, I'm sending you all the colourful healing vibes. The Hello Colour podcast theme is by the band Cellophane Company. You'll find them on Apple Music, Spotify, and Bandcamp. If you want to get in touch with me, you'll find my contact details in the show notes. Stay colourful and speak soon.